Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark, how are you today? Good to talk to you.
I am good. I am hanging in there, much like baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. I know you've been very busy all week. Mike Yastrzemski, and you joked about it when we started the season, said, well, for the Giants to do anything, he'd have to have an MVP season. I know we kid about this when you're on, but he's having another tremendous week.
Yeah, it's crazy. There are ways theoretically to evaluate, like, the importance of a plate appearance in a game. And you have your high-leverage ones, which are your moments, like where he hits the game-winning home run or where he gets a hit in the eighth inning in a big spot. And so far this season, in his eight most important situations that he's faced this year, he's 4-for-5 with a triple, a home run, and 3 walks.
Wow.
You can't do any better than that. That's like Bonds.
Wow. Wow.
And it's a small sample, but that's crazy. He stopped swinging at bad pitches. He's taking his walks now. He seems to have a very comfortable look at the plate, like kind of the look of a guy who says, I know I belong here, and I know that I'm going to be pretty good. So maybe he's defying what those preseason projection numbers were for him.
Boy, interesting. Now, Solano, too, and I know I talked about projections today, 162-game projections with crazy numbers, but it puts a perspective on the starts that they're both having. What about for Solano? What do you see for him?
Yeah, so it's funny when you contrast it with, like, Hunter Pence, who's in the O for a billion mode. Both of them have had 4 balls hit, where the chance of it being a hit ranged from 40% to 60%. Donovan Solano got hits on all 4 of those balls. Hunter Pence got hits on none of them.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of a good fortune-ish aspect to it, but it certainly looks like he's picked up where he left off. The RBI total is great, certainly, and he's hitting the ball pretty well, and he's doing it, I think, everything you could ask. You hope that he can do it over a full season. Last year he did over essentially what amounted to a half year of stats and did great.
Mark, you know, you watch the Giants. They've gone 9 games. The starter has not gone 5 innings yet. It's a major league record. It's crazy. But it's true. Maybe Samardzija today will be different. Bullpen, they've thrown more bullpen innings than anybody in baseball. Can you live like this maybe for 60 games, 30 games? What do the numbers tell you about a little bit of the bullpen use and 5 relievers in a game and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I just don't think that those guys are good enough to do that. It just the odds of getting what they got the other night where 5 guys pitched a scoreless inning, like that doesn't happen. That's one of those things that you have to have either couple of years ago that Royals kind of bullpen or you need to be kind of pretty fortunate. Now I think that 1 or 2 of those guys will show themselves, and you would think that Rogers would be better than what he's been so far. I think they've exceeded expectations certainly on that front. Shoot, at this point, 5, if you'd said 5-4 after 9 games, the way that, you know, everything kind of started, I would have felt pretty good.
Well, they've got 6 lefties in the pen as well, and with Ron Wotus, we talked about Wandy Peralta. Now, this is a guy with a good arm, and I'll mention his name, and you could pull him up on the computer because I want to ask you a little bit about Wandy Peralta as you're doing that. But he's got the kind of arm, and it looks like he can pitch all the time, and he could be a very valuable part of this bullpen. The lefty side of the bullpen has been outstanding.
Yeah, well, this is what we said that it was kind of going to be this year, was that you could have a couple of these teams that run these experiments where the starter never pitches deep and the reliever, you churn through 15 guys over the course of the season. He throws the slider a lot, so you hope his arm stays healthy from that. Throws a lot of changeups. The thing that he's changed the last couple of years is he's much less reliant on the fastball. He just loads you up with sliders and changeups. I guess that's kind of like an Oliver Perez-esque kind of thing, the way that he's been now. And Oliver Perez has been a good middle reliever for a few years, so you just hope that he can get guys out from both sides of the plate. And I think you would say that about just about any lefty. And you have to be happy with a guy who has had 11 balls hit against them and only 2 have been hit in the air. That's pretty good.
Well, he's been terrific. You know, it's funny, and again, I don't like to throw things at you, you know, sort of haphazardly, but Logan Webb and Kevin Gausman, the changeup saved them because neither one had any fastball command, and all of a sudden they got that 84, 83-mile-an-hour pitch, and it looks like that's the pitch to get people out with. That's the one that everyone's geared up for 97, 98, 95. And if you can command that changeup and have a good changeup, you can get away with it. And for Logan Webb and Gausman, they struggled until they realized the changeup was the pitch.
Yeah, Logan Webb's shown that he's going to throw it more this year. And I guess it's you could say one of his least harmful pitches at this point because the fastball is getting knocked around. Gausman has that split that can be very effective and has been very effective in the past. I think he's just going to ride with that. And that split change is just going to be his pitch. It's 10 miles an hour slower than the fastball. It has that big drop to it, or it should have that big drop to it at the end. The past two seasons, that was a highly effective pitch for him, one that would not necessarily be in the very top tier, but would kind of be in those tiers right after that. And that's he needs that, because if he doesn't have that, he's got problems.
Yeah, that has certainly been the pitch. We'll talk next week. Maybe we'll talk about Cueto, and we'll see what Samardzija does today. And we'll see if Drew Smyly, what the issue is with the index finger. But, you know, it's funny. I saw a list the other day. Maybe you put it out at Sports Info Solutions, or maybe not. But of players who are off to slow starts. I mean, yep. And the number one guy in baseball was Christian Yelich. At some point, he was 1-for-27 or something last week.
Yeah, that's essentially where he stands. He hasn't hit anything, and you wonder, like, a guy that's that good to be that off. Like, I saw Acuna, I've seen him a bunch the beginning of the season, and he just looked like his timing was completely off. I don't know what the deal is with Yelich. I do know that one of the things that makes him really good is that he can hit any pitch, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, whatever. He's going to get it. Against the changeup, he's looked particularly bad this year, and that was a pitch that he hit over 400 against last year. So that's problematic. Another guy I was going to put in my who's not hot is Pete Alonso, who's hitting 200 and slugging 286 so far.
Has he hit a home run yet?
Mets. He has one.
Okay.
So he's got one. The Mets are 3-6. Their new pitching acquisitions, Rick Porcello, Michael Wacha, and Dylan Betances, have allowed 21 runs in 17 and a third innings pitched.
Yep. Oy, not good.
You want the hot?
Okay, go ahead.
I have two hots for you. They're both in the other league. One you're going to see later this year, the Mariners outfielder Kyle Lewis has had a nice run of multi-hit games. Lewis is hitting .444 and .327 for his career. In fact, when he hits the ball, I think this is crazy, he's 35-for-63 for his career, which is a .556 batting average. So he's got a lot of hits, and he's got a lot of strikeouts. He's basically your ultimate all or nothing. The other guy is Luis Robert on the White Sox. He's listed at 6'2", 210, but when I saw him for the first time, I was like, wow, that's like a – he's not quite Frank Thomas, but he's got like a Bo Jackson-esque kind of, I guess, lower half to him. And he's hitting .364 with two home runs in eight games. He's basically a Sandoval. He's swung at more than half of the pitches that are outside the strike zone, but he's getting hits, so it's working for him.
Boy, did you see there was a stat last night of the Cuban players and the night they had yesterday for the White Sox?
they did pretty well between, what was it, him and who was the other?
Abreu, Grandal, oh, yep. a few. Yeah, he's a big star. Well, anything on Thurman Munson? We're going to acknowledge him today. 41 years ago, passed away. Did you ever do any work up on Thurman Munson, Mark?
Yeah, there's a Thurman Munson chapter in my book, and I think that he's certainly someone. He's on that Hall of Fame bubble, I guess. And the tragedy of what happened to him certainly makes you sympathetic. Really tough to strike out. 100 RBI guy 3 years in a row, which is extremely rare for a catcher, and he went 300 or better in each of those three seasons too. Team leader, team captain. The stat that I remember from writing the book was the 300 batting average, three seasons of 100 RBIs in a row. I don't remember who the guys were, that have done that, but I can tell you that it is a very small list as I try to stall and look it up here. But if you have another question for me, I can get you the answer to that.
All right. No, we'll let you do your research.
Yep.
But for Thurman Munson, as you said, there are certain numbers about him being, plus the other part, three-time Gold Glove, seven-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, AL MVP, two-time World Series champ. He was the guy on a team that was the team at the end of the 70s. So that's got to count for something.
Yeah, and he won an MVP, which I think is tough to do. If you win an MVP as a Yankee, you have to be a heck of a player. I'm not finding it here. Sorry, Marty.
Okay. All right, well, that's all I can give you. Hey,
yep,
it's great to have you on. Kobe Allard today. We've got a young lefty going against Samardzija. 11 walks, one strikeout, one hit batter. 11 walks, one hit batter for the Rangers yesterday. It was an ugly, ugly game for Texas yesterday, I will tell you that.
Yeah, definitely. The AL West against the NL West has been a mismatch so far, 2-9.
Wow, interesting. I didn't know that. Well, great stuff as always. Have a good week, and look forward to talking to you next week. Giants will be Giants-Dodgers again next weekend, and hopefully everyone has a good, safe weekend. I got to ask you about Mookie Betts and the throw from right field. So think about that one this week.
He's already leading the majors in defensive run save. That's how good he is. He's
really?
Thurman Munson, one of three catchers with at least three straight seasons of 300 and 100 RBIs. Bill Dickey and Mike Piazza are the others. Got it.
Very good. I knew you'd come up with it. If I talk long enough, I knew you'd come up with it.
Yep.
Mark, thank you as always. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions. I know the guys in the booth quote you a lot, so you bring a lot to the table. Thanks, Mark. And goodbye. Is he gone, Raph? That's that? All right. Allie Williams coming up next. We're going to talk about preview of some of the games today and what's going on up in Sacramento. More coming up on the Sports Leader.